1-300-23-55-48 if you're on the way over from Kimber. One man who mightn't be on the way over from Kimber, but he'd be on cloud nine after what happened at the MCG yesterday, is Zach Toohey. Carlton, 17-8-110 defeated Port Adelaide, 16-10-106, and Zach is on the line now. Zach, it's Peter Donegan here along with Scott Cummins. Congratulations. That was a thrilling game of football. It must have been a pleasure to be part of it, especially with the way the result turned out for you guys.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, guys. Obviously, given some of the performances we've put out this year, to string four pretty decent quarters together and beat a quality team like Port Adelaide was pretty satisfying.
And I think probably one of the most satisfying parts would have been, Zach, that you were challenged as well. They got the momentum a couple of times in the game, in particular in that last quarter after Menzel kicked the goal early on. But when they got the momentum, it looked as though they were going to run over you. It was a credit to you that you got the momentum back again. That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, in many ways, that's probably, that'll hold us in better stead than had we run out the game and won by 5 or 6 goals. So, yeah, it did look, it was a nervy last kind of 3 or 4 minutes and it looked for a little while like they might get on top of us. But when players, I think, needed to step up and lay some big tackles and do some really big acts for us, I think we did because it was just really pleasing.
Zach, out on the ground, I want you to let us know. You've been questioned, Carlton's leadership has been questioned throughout the year. Who were the guys that stood up, mate? Who were the guys, as you said, as you were challenged, stood up, got the voice going, got everyone in order and kept everyone together? Who were the leaders out there yesterday?
Yeah, well, the most obvious one, anytime anybody asks me about leadership, the first player that always brings to my mind is Cade Simpson. I think he's just about the best player, I think I've played with. I think he is held in pretty high regard outside the club, but internally he's just right up there. Mark Murphy's leadership has been questioned, and that baffles me because even when the team was down, I felt like he was the one dragging us, trying to drag us off the line, and he's been sensational for the last couple of weeks. You know, Henderson, I think Sam Rowe down back has been brilliant. So there's a few, and you get the younger guys coming through. Paddy Cripps is going to be a star. Dylan Buckley's gone to the next level, and when you factor in all those things, I'm not too surprised we finally got the win.
I know you don't want to compare what's happened under Mick to what's happened under John Barker, but it seems like Dylan Buckley now might get a regular spot in the team. Nick Graham, who was very good at times yesterday, also struggled to get a regular spot a while ago. Now he's back in the team. Have you felt a bit of a rejuvenation, a bit of a refresh of the team in the last couple of weeks, Zach?
Yeah, look, I think particularly in the last kind of 4 or 5 weeks under Mick, the scrutiny around the club got so much scrutiny that subconsciously, obviously it wasn't a kind of a conscious thing, but it did weigh on the players a bit. And over the past few weeks, I guess there's been that kind of freedom that, we've kind of nothing to lose at this stage. I don't really like that saying, but it got to the point where I guess not much externally was expected from us, and that probably freed us up a little bit. And yeah, those younger players getting some consistency in their footy is obviously going to help us as well. But I think it's just that kind of freedom to be able to play and not worry too much. This is the biggest thing that's helped us.
Zach, Mick got criticised for even suggesting that the players might be distracted by the talk about his future, and he got absolutely slammed for it. But what you're saying there, he was absolutely right.
Yeah, well, look, that's my point. I don't feel like it was, but I can't really put my finger on why we've been able to play the way we've played in the last couple of weeks. So you'd have to assume that on some, that's why I said, I guess, a subconscious level, it must have weighed on us. Because I guess once that all had died down, it just seemed like there was so much less pressure on us and we were just able to play with a lot more freedom. And, the last couple of weeks have shown that it was nice for us and even better for our supporters.
Mate, you've had obviously a tough year. When you've had a win, let's talk some positives for you, mate. So you actually enjoyed doing some media for a change. Talk to me about Patrick Cripps, mate. He is a beauty, a young fella from Northampton, I think it is, in Western Australia. But has got leadership potential all over him and has been mooted as a potential captain.
Yeah, look, he's a star. He is, obviously, he's been, we knew he was a great player, but He surprised me a lot in just how quickly he's risen. He's as hard as they come, and he's just a tackling machine, and he's exactly the kind of player who, even at the age of, I think, 20, he's exactly who you want, right, in an under-the-pack, because he will put his head where you wouldn't put your feet. He's just a hard on a player, and I think we're going to be seeing an awful lot more of him the next few years. He's going to be a star.
Now, Zach, I dare say you weren't far away in the last minute or so when Sam Colquhoun takes the mark. Was it definitely touched?
Yeah, I was in the back 50. I didn't see. I was too busy trying to not let Wingard kick a sixth goal. But Simo was pretty adamant it was touched. And obviously, I mean, it's a big decision to make. It's not something any umpire would make lightly. And I actually think it was a really courageous decision. Sometimes the umpires get criticised. But he obviously saw that it was touched. And it was touched, according to Simo. He's adamant it was touched. So I think it's hat off the umpires, because it was a big decision at a big time in the game. And they did what they thought was the right call. So while I didn't see it myself, I'm pretty happy with the decision.
I'll bet you are.
Absolutely. Hey, mate, obviously nowadays, in footy nowadays, when you've had a win, you've still got to do your rehab. You've still got to, control yourself each night. But after a long year like you've had, and a great win yesterday, did the boys get together? Did you have a couple of quiet sherbets, mate, just to say, a bit of hard work, well done, boys?
Oh, gee, I didn't. I was bloody parenting at home. It was a heap of fun. But I think a few of the boys caught up with Juddy actually after the game, and got around him a little bit, which was nice. But I was at home getting bloody pooped on, and
excellent.
Exactly what you want to do after a big win.
How many you got, mate? Just the one, or have you got a couple? God.
No, mate, just the one. Jesus, just the one.
That sounds like it's probably enough.
Yeah, you're hanging up the queue, mate.
Nah, I like the one I have is good. I like him, but we'll leave it there for now.
How old is he?
He's 17 months.
Righto. Oh, well, you got your hands full.
Anyone mentioned to Juddy last night, maybe, that now he's gone and now he's out of the picture, that they can all play, they're playing well and they get a win?
Sorry, would you repeat that?
Did anyone get in front of Juddy last night just mentioned that now he's gone, that boys are winning?
Yeah, look, I've always said he was holding the team back for a long time. I think he should have packed it in 4 or 5 years ago. Now, look, obviously it's a pity to lose not just the legend of your club, but the legend of the game. But look, he's still very much in contact with the boys, and it was a privilege to have been able to run around with him once or twice.
He's going to pick your new coach, so it'd be nice to
him. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, he knows his stuff, so we'll leave it with him.
All right. Well, it could be two wins in a row, because you've got Gold Coast next week, and that is at Etihad Stadium. Zach, thanks for your time. We're going to see that game on AFL Live. Look forward to that, and thanks for joining us today, and well done yesterday.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Zach Toohey joining us after Carlton's victory, 17-8, 110 to Port Adelaide, 16-10, 106. Scotty, we're going to take a break.